The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. Zacchaeus. I read yesterday that the meaning of Zacchaeus is our equivalent of Mr. Clean, meaning that he's supposed to be clean. But Zacchaeus was what? A tax collector. And he was working for whom? For the Romans, the conqueror, the ones who are now, at the time, subjugated the people of Israel. So for the point of view of the Jewish people, Zacchaeus was what? A traitor. Not only was he a traitor, but sadly also, even then, people don't like the IRS. Why? Because at that time, it was the king, not the government, the king who got all the money and spent it for something else, for the army, for himself, for whatever. But he was also stealing. I don't know about now how trustworthy is the IRS. I don't know about that. But that time, it was presumed that whatever tax you have, they double it and they get it for themselves. Or they won't tell the government, just keep it to themselves. So Zacchaeus was considered a traitor, a thief, not to be trusted, and therefore rejected by the people. And if you were Zacchaeus, what was your mentality at that time? If I was Zacchaeus, I would say, "Hey, I'm rich, you're poor. I have power, you don't have." You know? Power and wealth. Two very attractive source of happiness. But somehow, this guy, Zacchaeus, realized or was still longing for something else. If there was no longing for something else, he would not have been curious about Jesus. No? So power, wealth, or even fame, somehow he was still empty inside. Let's face it, you will never have enough power, you will never have enough wealth or fame. You always would like to have more if that is what your joy is. So Zacchaeus tried to see who Jesus was.
And when he encountered Jesus, what happened? A change of heart. Total change of heart. He realized, this is it. This is the person that will really make me feel fulfilled. Not my money, not my wealth, not my power, but this is Jesus Christ. And that is why when he met Jesus, he said, Lord, I will give half of everything I've got, and if I ever sow something, I'm going to give it back tenfold. See? Change of heart. So he realized the power, or he desired to be with Jesus. Now, Jesus, was he politically correct? No. They were murmuring. The Pharisees and the people were murmuring against Jesus. Oh, he entered. He entered the house of a sinner. That is why when I saw Cardinal Dolan sitting in the middle between Hillary and Trump, oh, he's with the sinners. He's imitating Jesus. Kidding. But because sometimes you might think, oh, the church should not be identified with these people. Sorry. The church will go everywhere and anywhere. As long as there are sinners, it will go. And let's face it, in politics, sheesh. So we will go there also. As long as there are sinners that we can try to convince to repent, we will go. Even if people will say to us, oh, you're being identified with the Republican or Democrat. No, we don't care about that. As long as they are sinners, we will go. So if you see priests going to these things, don't presume that we have become Republican or Democrat. No? We will go where sinners are. Just like Jesus, when he what? He ate with prostitutes. Do you know that, right? Yes or no? Yes, he ate with prostitutes. He ate with tax collectors. The rejects of society. So don't be like the Pharisees. Oh, look at that. We should not do that. Come on, no. We will go where we are needed. Even though we may not be appreciated, we will go. And who are you to judge? Yes or no? So be careful, huh? Be careful not to judge. So here is Zacchaeus. How about you? What is your mentality? Are you still finding yourself secure, not with God, but your power, wealth, fame, your material possessions, even your health or your family? Is that your wealth? Is that your joy? I keep telling people, these are not all yours. Everything that you think you possess or that you own is not yours. First reading, it says what? The universe is like what? The universe are not galaxy. Universe is only a grain that God owns. The atheist will say to us that the universe existed forever, and that we are only here accidentally, that we have nobody, or we are nothing after death. But no. In the first reading, it says God knew everything that he did, and he loved everything that he did. No. God is involved with us. If he wasn't involved with us, he wouldn't have died for us. But he died for us because he loved us. So don't ever think that even though we are only a grain in the universe, that we are alone. No, God will never abandon us, even though we have abandoned him so many times because of our selfishness. So many times we have rejected his will, but he will never abandon us because his love for us is there, will always be there. The question is, how do we see ourselves with regards to our own existence? Are we still too worldly that we work for money, we work for fame, we work for everything worldly, or we are doing everything for the glory of God. I already told you many times, when I came here to America, coming from a poor country, having nothing, when I came here and realized that priests can have cars, priests can have salaries, that I was tempted not only to be a diocesan priest, but I realized I don't need these things. I became an adorno, a religious priest, which I know, I hope you know now, the difference that all my salary that I get from you guys, from the parish, from the diocese, goes to what? To the adorno. As long as what? You feed me. Don't you dare forget to feed me, because food is good. No? But the point is, I do my part to avoid becoming worldly. Huh? How about you? What are you doing to avoid being worldly? To avoid being attached to this world that you do not possess. You think you own, but you don't. No? Because once you realize, like Zacchaeus, what will you do? What will you do? Give up all your possessions. Remember Francis of Assisi? Huh? When he found Jesus again in his life, he was born Catholic, he was born Christian, but he did not encounter Jesus. But when he did, he gave up everything, even his own family, just to be poor like Jesus, so that his wealth is God alone. What is your wealth? What is your security? What is your joy? So again, I hope and pray we all agree. Our ultimate joy, our ultimate wealth, our ultimate love is Jesus alone. And I hope in doing so, we will imitate him and become like him, not only during Sundays, but every day of our lives. I say this so that you and I will see each other in God's heavenly kingdom. If you listen and change your ways, good. If you continue thinking that you can get away by being materialistic and selfish and sinful, and you end up somewhere else, what? Okay.